It's the Big Boy Sports Recap right tonight.
Big Boy.
So, Steve-O, do we need to talk about last night's golf matches?
We can. I'm not happy about last night.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Whatever. What'd you guys win, 10-8?
I think it was 10-6. I don't even remember. All I can say is...
Did you only play 8 holes?
You're right. But I know... Yeah, I don't remember even what the score was. I will say this. We played pretty good, but not great. But I feel bad. I'm just sending my condolences out to Brad, Josh, and Chris, if you're listening. I know you guys didn't play that good last night. I know you're capable of playing way better than you did. So, anyway.
And just the team we played, thanks for bringing in a ringer for the playoffs.
Oh, here's the excuses. I got boots on
today, folks. Our regular
guy
is not here, but here we just got this guy off the street. I'm not mentioning any names right now, but it was a little...
Are you saying he was a scratch golfer?
No, I think he has a 2 handicap.
Okay, that's kind of
from
a
ringer. White tees.
Hey, you would do the same... You have done the same thing with Mr. Hansen, my friend.
No, that's who they had last night. I've never had Mr. Hansen.
Well, who is it that you always bring in?
A guy that's not a 2 handicap. He's like a 7.
No,
but it's only,
he's better than that.
Oh, you're talking about Joe Hansen.
Yes,
yeah.
Joe. That's what I meant.
He just hits it far.
All right, anyway.
Whatever. Let's talk real sports.
We won last night.
We didn't. And you can go play in the rain when it's 40 next week.
I knew you were going to go there. You're bowling. All right, so let's talk about the Tigers. Last night's game was postponed. If you didn't see, there were 13 inches of rain. 13.
I didn't hear that.
Insane amount
of
rain. So they play a doubleheader today. They're playing right now. Tied 1-1, bottom of the fifth. Got the game in there. You don't have to look at your phone. You can look at the TV.
I can't see.
Anyway.
This is the most important day of the year for them right
now. It might be.
They are one game back.
Baltimore lost last night.
Toronto lost last night, too. So they're chasing both of them. And you got to worry about Seattle, who's one behind you. You're tied with Houston. But if they can win both games today, they could be leading the wild card by the end of the day.
That would be fantastic.
And
Anibal Dirté-Sanchez is doing pretty good today.
And guess what? Counting this game... The Tigers have 2 more games to play than Baltimore or Toronto.
2 games in hand, yeah.
2 games more to play. So that is a huge advantage with being only 1 back right now.
Well, here's the... You ready for the percentages of making the playoffs?
Sure.
Toronto Blue Jays have a 75.9% chance of making the playoffs. They have a 1-game lead over Baltimore. Baltimore, who lost last night as well, 43.6%. Next on the list, 1 back... Detroit at 35.1, Houston 28%, 1 back, Seattle 14%, 2 back, and the Yankees are at 3.3%, 2.5 back.
All it's going to take is for one of these teams to go on like a 7-game winning streak, though. You're going to need that. So most teams have 10 games left. The Tigers with this game right now
is 12.
That's
hard to do at the end of the year.
It is. But
end of the year, that's real. Because everybody is flying high.
You're playing the Twins twice today, Adam. And you're playing the Braves 3 times at the end of the year. And you're playing
not
the Indians.
Not 3 times, once. The Braves
3 games. 3 games. Twice today for the Twins. 3 games against the Braves. The 2 worst teams in baseball.
They don't have 3 games against Atlanta. They only have 1.
2, 3.
Look at the schedule there, Skippy.
I'm not
They are playing Kansas City after this, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Who is out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're right...
But there's teams that want to play spoilers, too.
I don't know.
If I'm right.
I would like to know.
Between you
and me...
You usually
are right when it comes to this
Between
stuff.
You and me, who's going to be right? They play the Braves Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next week.
What?
Yes.
Where am I... What am I smoking?
The good stuff, I guess.
I don't remember seeing that.
Yes. They have 5 games left against the 2 worst teams in baseball.
Wow.
And they're playing the Royals and they're playing the Indians, who could have it all wrapped up. But the Indians still might be playing for... The Indians might still be... You're probably looking through September and you're missing the 2 games in October is what you're probably looking
at. I only see 1 in September. So there's 2 more against the Braves at the end of the... There's 3?
October 1st and 2nd.
I'm sorry, you're right. It is the schedule I have here only goes through September 30th.
There you go.
So I thought they had this 1 makeup game with Atlanta.
No.
Huh. Okay. I'll take your word for it. Real quick here before we take a break. and go to some NFL talk, because I want to spend some time on tonight's game. This is serious drama on tonight's game.
Yes.
So I just want to mention last night they did kind of a tribute to Vin Scully in the Dodgers-Giants game.
Did you see he's done? He's not even going to do the playoff games. He's done after the regular
season. I'll tell you
right
now, they let him do the entire, they put him on TV, on ESPN, for the entire fourth inning. He is still butter, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
He could easily keep going if he wanted to. I mean, he's old.
What is he, 88?
60-some years he's been doing this.
I don't understand why he would go out. Why would he go out regular season when the Dodgers are doing so well? Why wouldn't he do the playoff games?
I don't know. I think he's just done. I think he's tired.
Tired.
He's 80 years old, man.
I think he's 88.
That's really old. Sorry.
Wow.
If I live that long, I'm...
Be careful. There might be some people listening that are there.
Well, I'm just saying, that's amazing. That if you are that active and that good at your job still at 88, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
And the three big names for me, Ernie Harwell, of course, as a Tiger fan. I love Ernie Harwell. He's definitely right there with, of course, Harry Caray.
Yes, and I just looked it up. He's 88. That's how good I am.
Wow. But Vin Scully, you can't argue. Vin Scully is got to be considered the best of the best.
Yeah, I agree.
To do it that long at that high level with the butter that he has in the way he does
it. He started in Brooklyn. That's how long he's been
there. Brooklyn
Dodgers.
Yeah. And he went west. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about tonight's game. We got to talk about a little bit of news for the Lions, too.
Bad news.
No.
They play at Lambeau. That's bad news for the Lions.
Shut up. Big Boy Sports Recap. It's the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back with part two.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb Salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Good job.
Presented by.
Where you would not be playing in league anymore.
And you'll be drowning in the rain.
Getting pneumonia.
Playing in the snow if you make it a couple more weeks.
I can't wait to actually play. I want to play Gray Walls when the colors are huge. We got to go down and do our Big Boy Sports Recap match play.
All right. I'll do it. I'm ready.
Okay, so tonight's game. I don't know who's going to win, dude. I really don't know who's going to win. This has got so many incredible storylines, so much drama. Obviously, the Patriots are on their third-string quarterback. They've officially announced that Edelman is their next backup quarterback.
Okay, let me ask you this. If this rookie gets hurt and Edelman goes in, who becomes his number one receiver? Danny Amendola. I mean,
that's it,
And Gronkowski's still going to be a game-time
decision.
He's telling
teammates he's telling them he's playing tonight.
He's playing. Well, they need him.
Yeah.
I mean... A 75%
really, this is where I'm going with this.
Do they really need to win the game?
That's my point. They've already won two games without Tom Brady. They were hoping to go 2-2 against him, and we talked about this. Obviously, they're hoping to go 4-0. But quite frankly, I don't think they need it that much. I don't think Belichick and everybody else in New England thinks like that. In the Patriots organization,
no.
They don't think like this.
Not at all.
And guess what? If anybody can pull some magic off with Brissett, it's Bill Belichick.
Exactly. And their defense is pretty good, too. But
also, Houston's defense is really good.
I know. I can't pick this game. I'm afraid to pick it because I know I'm going to pick the wrong side, whoever I pick.
Are you taking Houston?
Can I take Houston with New England being at home? And with me having LeGarrette Blount as my fantasy running back tonight?
Fantasy. That's exactly what I'm talking about. This is why I don't play fantasy. Exactly. I know you, Steve, you're leaning toward Houston.
Patriots.
Really?
Taking the Patriots. I'm not a believer in Brock Osweiler, number one. And number two, it's New England at home, and it's Bill Belichick.
There's so many unknowns to this game.
I think is the best coach in the history of the NFL.
All right, so here's the dealio. This is the type of game that I almost never take a chance on. However, in this circumstance tonight, I have three games in my hand.
Yep.
I am going to roll the dice, and I'm going to take Houston, even though I feel
I feel like
that.
If I would have picked Houston, you would have picked New England.
Actually, I probably would have, because I really am leaning toward New England. But on the other hand, I really think there's a chance that they're just going to get trounced in New England tonight by this Houston defense.
We shall see.
I'm going with Houston.
All right.
And I don't feel good about it, so...
I'm glad you don't feel good. I don't feel good about going with the Patriots.
If I didn't have a three-game lead, I probably wouldn't do this. So,
good to hear.
All right, a little bit of Lions news here real quick. I just want to mention that the rumors that the Lions are interested in Ray Rice are 1,000% false. Those are the words of Bob Quinn.
1,000%?
That's his quote.
Okay.
And quickly, just... go ahead with your Packers.
You know. Garoppolo, by the way, is not expected to be active at all.
Oh, I thought I'm pretty sure his like arm
not
is,
out yet.
Didn't they just detach his arm completely?
What was the other thing? Come on, get something left.
Packers news.
Oh, I'm going to the game. There's nothing.
Bad news for the Lions. They're playing a Lambo this Sunday.
They're not going to win at Lambo 2 years in a row.
You already got you saying guaranteed yesterday.
Guaranteed win.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll be right back. It's the Outdoor Show. Hey, golfers, check out this incredible fall membership offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Right now, they're offering a Heritage-only single membership for $420. And couples are just $575. Or better yet, get a combined Gray Walls and Heritage membership, singles $695, couples $975. And here's the kicker. You ready? Whichever membership dollar amount you choose will double up and be applied to next year's 2017 memberships. So take advantage of this incredible offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Call 225-0721 or find out more at MarquetteGolfClub.com.